Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and pumped up for tonight's show because, as always, we bring hard-hitting content to young athletes, to coaches, to the families of young athletes that is all geared towards getting you to the next level, but not just the next level of football, the next level of life. And tonight's show is dead on the topic of getting you to the next level in life. Before You Go Pro, for those of you who don't know, is a company that is solely based on working with kids from a mental, moral, and academic standpoint in the area of football. So many kids today are focusing heavily on the field product. They want to focus on their 40-yard dash. They want to focus on their vertical jump. They want to focus on the playbook. And all of those things and more definitely need to be focused on. But make no mistake about it, you're only going to go so far in football unless you have some of the mental, moral, and academic standards and just kind of foundation in place for the long haul. And with Before You Go Pro, we work with kids day after day, week after week, getting them in line for who they need to be on and off the field. We had a show on last Thursday, and it was an amazing show with a man by the name of Mr. Hannibal Navies. Hannibal is a former NFL player, all Big 12 at the University of Colorado, a very dear friend of mine, and he's doing some amazing things with the NFL Players Union and then also with young athletes with the 360 Football Academy. If you didn't get the chance to hear Hannibal last Tuesday, it's definitely a show that you'll want to check out on our Before You Go Pro archives. You can check out the archives of the Locker Room shows by going to www.beforeyougopro.com. We have all of our past shows there on our website. If you click on the microphone at the bottom of the homepage, you can access tons and tons of content that, once again, is geared to getting kids prepped from a mental, moral, and academic standpoint. And Hannibal just did a great job last week, and he really, really cares about the kids. So that's a show you want to check out. Tonight's topic is a very, very good topic because it's a topic that I think a lot of young athletes haven't fully grasped yet, and that's using football as a stepping stone for opportunities in life. So many times, and I'll be the first to raise my hand, you guys, so many times we use football as the be-all, end-all. And it's understandable because it's so competitive. You know, football is the entertainment industry at its zenith, at its height. And you have to pay a lot of attention to it, and you have to work day and night on it if you want to get to a high level of football. But football is just a shooting star. When you look at all the years you're probably going to be on this earth, you know, it's just a short period of time that you're going to spend in a helmet and shoulder pads. And you almost do yourself a disservice. Not almost, you actually do yourself a disservice if you're not prepping yourself for life after football. You know, even during the off season is just such a great time for young athletes to get prepared for life after football. And I see we already have a caller, which is always great, and it's always wanted here in the locker room, and we'll get to you here in a short second. But once again, so many guys are using football as everything. It's life to them. And we've seen it year after year, so many guys that shoot themselves in the foot and they have nothing to fall back on. Or they have a meaningful career in the NFL and they blow all their money and they have no foundation for building something after their days on the gridiron. So that is what we're getting into tonight. And what I want all the young players across the country to realize is that the odds of you having a substantial NFL career are slim to none. And even if you do make it, which Lord knows, I hope all of you guys get to fulfill your dreams, but even if you do make it, the average career is only 3.2 years. And then once again, 78% of the guys who do have a decent career are going broke 5 years after they retire or they get released from a team. So, you know, you don't want to hang your hat on something that's only going to last such a short period of time. But the odds of you being able to leverage football to develop more opportunities for your life, for more success in life, are far greater than having a long, substantial NFL career. So that's what we're getting into tonight is how to leverage yourself, how to leverage your football career, how to leverage that local celebrity, or even for some of you guys, maybe a national celebrity, to get more out of life. And actually, I'm going to get to the caller here, and we'll see who we have on the line. Hello, you're in the Before You Go Pro locker room. Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right, great. Who are we speaking with?
Mario.
Hey, Mario, how's it going tonight?
Good.
Great, great. Did you have a question?
No, I'm just hearing in what you're saying about to balance yourself from football and your life, because football is going to be there for the time you have, but you have to manage yourself for the rest of your life, like how you're explaining.
Yes, definitely. And you're somebody, Mario, for those who are listening, and many people might not know Mario, he's one of our Before You Go Pro kids, and he gets it. He's somebody out of the great state of Texas, and he understands all of the different advice that we share here in the locker room. And you hit the nail on the head, Mario. Football is great. We all love it, and we want to take it to the top. But we need to learn how to leverage football so that we're okay after football as well.
Yes, that's true. Because like how
does that make sense, Mario?
Yes. Like how an expression I heard from a speaker, college helps you out for 4 years when you play football. And if you go to the next level, it's good. But you have to know what you're going to do for the next 40 years of your life.
Great point.
That you're going to have a stable job after you hit the pros. Are you going to have a stable job after you graduate from college?
No, that is great advice, and that's a valid point, Mario, is that football is once again, it's almost like the shooting star of your life. You know, it's one of those things that you enjoy and you have fun with, and for some of us, you get a college education and you make some money, but it's just a piece of who you are. It's not it's not the only tool in your toolbox, you know. And you're somebody who gets that, Mario, and I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Sure thing, Coach.
All right. Talk to you later. So, yeah, as Mario was saying, and once again, he's a great kid, and he's just somebody that's really soaking in the Before You Go Pro information, and he's somebody that I know who will be great on and off the field. But as Mario just said, you know, this is a short period of your life, and you need to prepare for the next 40, 60, you know, years of your life. If you finish playing at 20, some of you guys are going to live to 80 years old or older. What are you going to do with that time? And it's all about the long vision. You know, so many times we get stuck as young athletes in today. And believe me, you have to take care of today, because if you don't take care of today, you're not going to have the opportunities that you want tomorrow. But we also need to have a balance, you guys. We need to have a balance of what do I want to accomplish tomorrow in life as well. So, once again, Mario, thank you for calling in, and we appreciate you sharing that with us. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that a stepping stone is a stone on which to step, as in crossing a stream. So, you know, when I think about that definition, what is the stream for you? Sometimes there's something blocking our path to college. There's something blocking our path to getting our parents the better home that they deserve, or to maybe help a loved one with special needs that needs some assistance. What's that stream? What's that thing blocking your path? And what's the stone you're going to use to get over that? What's the stone you're going to step on to get over that stream or that hurdle? And football is a fabulous stone, you guys. It's a fabulous stone. And the reason why we want to bring this up now is because this is something that you guys can start using and start to prepare yourself with, no matter where you're at in football. And we're going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show. You know, these are life tools. These are life nuggets of advice that you're going to use on and off the field that you guys will get tonight. And it's all to further yourself in life. So the Merriam-Webster Dictionary also has a definition of a stepping stone as being a means of progress. 3.2 years is in progress. If I make it to the NFL and I'm only spending 3.2 years of my life doing something, that isn't progression to me. The progression is something that lasts, it endures, it grows over time. 3.2 years is a stepping stone to get me to the progress that I want long term. You know, so with the show tonight, I'm going to talk to you guys, whether you're at the eighth grade Pop Warner level, which is Little League. For those of you who don't know what Pop Warner is, that's a West Coast term. Whether you're at the high school level, college, or NFL, how to start being savvy and strategic about leveraging football for yourself. Some of you guys are starters, and the crowd is cheering your name, and people are patting you on your back, and you're soaking it in. But have you ever thought that some of these people that love what you do on the field could be people that can help you out in life? You know, you look at a Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck went to Stanford University, and for those who don't know, Andrew Luck is now the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. But Andrew Luck went to Stanford University. Do you know how many people are either walking on the campus of Stanford University or are alums of Stanford University that can help you out in life? That's why you go to a multi-million dollar school like Stanford, is so that you can get helped in life and you can get opportunities for life. I just talked to a player who was somebody that I used to coach in high school, and he was a Stanford player. And as crazy as it sounds, you guys, you never know who you're sitting next to in class, especially as you go to some of these fine universities across the country. You never know who you're sitting next to in class. And he's talking to a young lady, and they're being cordial with each other, and they're keeping in contact with each other. And lo and behold, the lady that he's sitting next to in class is the granddaughter or great-granddaughter of the woman who started Mrs. Fields Cookies. So, you know, you never know who you're next to. And a lot of times these people will want to talk to you, and they'll want to open up to you, and they'll want to get a little bit of your time because of who you are on the football field, which is okay. But just make sure that you're leveraging the fact that they want to talk to you, to meet them, to greet them, and to see if there's somebody that can help you out down the road, somebody that you can do an internship with, somebody that you can once again leverage so that you're okay once you hang up the shoulder pads and cleat. My grandfather, as many of you guys know, is an NFL Hall of Famer. And he has a very unique story because at the time when he was coming up in football, there weren't many opportunities for young black football players. He was in his prime during the 60s. And back in the 60s, most young black men didn't go to college. You know where most black men went? They went into the military. And that was something that my grandfather desperately did not want to do. He did not want to go into the military. And fortunately enough for him, he had athletic ability that he could use as a stepping stone to get out of Washington, D.C., where there weren't many opportunities for kids like him at the time. And many people have mixed feelings about the late, great Al Davis, but Al Davis is somebody that will always, to a certain extent, hold a special place in the hearts of my family, because Al Davis is the one who gave my grandfather a shot coming out of Washington, D.C. Al Davis was a coach at the University of Southern California, USC, and he spotted my grandfather on the East Coast. And at the time, unfortunately, my grandfather didn't have the grades to get into USC straight out of high school. But Al Davis loved him so much that he got him into a junior college named Coalinga in Southern California. And my grandfather went there, and he starred at Coalinga just like he did in high school. And sure enough, Al Davis honored a scholarship opportunity for him once he was done with his two-year commitment in junior college. And and what makes the story even more unique is that my grandfather is a Hall of Fame free safety, so he's a defensive Hall of Famer for the Green Bay Packers. But he was a quarterback in high school and junior college, quarterback just like Tom Brady. And he was the very first black quarterback in the Pac-10, which is now the Pac-12. Many people think it was Rodney Peete or Warren Moon that were the first black quarterback in the Pac-10. But it was actually my grandfather, Willie Wood, and that was courtesy of Al Davis recognizing his talent and being willing to take a little flack and back him and being the quarterback at the University of Southern California. So think about that. We're in the 60s, and my grandfather's all the way on the East Coast, and he ends up on the West Coast at a multi-million dollar university where all types of opportunity lie because of his football talent, because of him being a football player. And to my grandfather's credit, he used that and took advantage of it. And even though Al Davis probably wouldn't have paid him any time if he wasn't a football player, it didn't matter because he was one, and he decided to take advantage of the opportunity to not only do great at the University of Southern California, but also make it to the NFL and totally dodged the military through football. Now, today's times aren't like the 60s, and unfortunately, because they're not like the 60s, many of us young football players tend to forget the value or the opportunity that is at hand. Many of us take things for granted, and we think that, hey, just because I'm a football player and just because people love me now, they're going to love me tomorrow. And you can take it from Coach Wood. You heard it right here in the locker room. It's not always going to be that way, you guys. For some of the very few players that are, you know, your Hall of Famers, your Pro Bowlers, those guys may have opportunities outside of football and after their career just because they've built up fame and celebrity during their football career. But not many of us end up being Joe Montana. Not many of us end up being Peyton Manning. But many of us are great high school players or great college players. You know, guys that at times get their little 15 minutes of fame and everybody wants to talk to them or pat them on the back. And while you get that 15 minutes of fame, you better not only soak it in, but you better leverage it. Leverage that 15 minutes to last you a lifetime. You know, Joe Montana makes six figures and almost under $1 million a year doing speaking engagement at corporate functions. But once again, not many of us are Joe Montana. Somebody like Michael Strahan, and if you guys are watching on your laptop or maybe your iPad, you may see some of the slides pop by or scroll by your screen. And one of them has Michael Strahan, came from a small school in Texas because he started football late. He was a great talent, but none of the big schools recruited him. Came from a small school in Texas, did great there, ended up being an NFL future Hall of Famer. He was just on the ballot and is one of the people that are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame in the next class, in the 2014 class. And now makes more money after his playing days than he did during his playing days. And he was a well-played professional football player, but he makes even more now hosting on NFL shows, and then also his main gig is the Kelly and Michael show, which is a morning show that my wife loves, and many women and some guys, I guess, across the country watch this show every single morning, in which he's getting paid more to do this after his football career as opposed to what he was getting paid during the career. And I guarantee you guys, that opportunity would not exist for Michael Strahan unless he rubbed people the right way during his football career. Now, luckily for him, he was playing football in New York City, and we all know how many opportunities can come your way in New York City, but you still got to take advantage of them. And he totally grasped that opportunity, and now he makes over, I believe, $9 million. Life is grand after football. When so many guys, once again, 78% of guys are financially broke 5 years after their playing days. Hines Ward, the great receiver who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers and recently retired, and he actually may become an NFL Hall of Famer one day as well. I was reading an article on Hines Ward, and he said 11 to 12 years into his pro football career, he realized that he needed to start getting ready for life after football. But how many of us get 11 to 12 years? Some of us don't even make it, and then once again, if you do make it, the average is 3.2. So lucky for Hines Ward, he played long enough where he had time to realize, hey, I better start prepping for life after football. And he started talking to his marketing agent, and once again, how many of us have marketing agents? To you young players out there, you need to be your own marketing agent. And the marketing, you guys, just like one of our former guests, Rashidi Barnes said, you're marketing right now. The marketing starts right now. You're in eighth grade. When somebody meets you at the high school that you're applying for, you're marketing yourself. Impressions are made on you. Somebody is deciding what they think of you in a split second. So we're marketing ourselves, you guys, every single day. But Hines Ward had a marketing agent, and this marketing agent towards the end of his career was the catalyst to get Hines Ward opportunities like Dancing with the Stars. Batman, he was in Batman, The Dark Knight. He had a cameo in that. He was on Celebrity Cook-Off. He was at the Oscars Awards interviewing people on the red carpet. You know, so he was already starting to plant the seeds and starting to water that plant, you know, for his life after football. He was already using football before it was over as a catapult into his next career. One of my roommates in college, and this is a dear friend of mine, he's a brother. His name's Victor Rogers. We've actually had him on the Locker Room Show as well, and we'll definitely have Big Vic back. If Vic, if you're listening, I love you, baby. But he had a great story about when he got drafted by the Detroit Lions, and the Detroit Lions had a defensive tackle by the name of Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson on their team. And I know some of you young players don't know who Big Daddy is. Google him. But Big Daddy was a first-round draft pick out of Ohio State. And he already had celebrity going into the NFL because he was a phenom at Ohio State. And we all know how much the people of the great state of Ohio love their football. And he was leveraging himself when he was at the university. So he knew he loved football, but he said, you know what? I'm getting all of these people patting me on the back, all of these people who want to be my friend and ask for tickets and talk to me. Why don't I start becoming friends with these people? Why don't I start finding out what they do for a living? Because they got tickets on the 50-yard line, so they must have a couple dollars in their pocket as well. Let me start becoming cordial with these people and getting them to like me. And what he did, which was his genius, is he actually built a construction company that became one of the largest construction companies in Ohio as he was segueing into the NFL. And my former roommate, Victor Rogers, was a rookie with the Detroit Lions, and, you know, Big Daddy's the old vet, and he's schooling the rookies. So one day they're in a jacuzzi tub in the Lions facility, and it's Big Vic and a couple other rookies and Big Dan Daddy Dan Wilkinson. And all of the rookies just got their first check, and they're talking about all the different things that they want to do with their money. And Big Daddy's just sitting back listening to them. And then all of a sudden, he cuts them off, and I can't use the language he used in the locker room, even though we're in the locker room, we can't use this language. But to make a long story short, he told them that they were ignorant. He said that you guys are stupid. I'm sitting up here listening to you guys talk about your little pennies that you just got and how you're going to spend it all. And he said, and they all shut up and listened, by the way, because for one, he was a great player. But for two, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson was the highest paid player on the Detroit Lions at the time. So they're talking about their little rookie money, and now all of a sudden the vet that never talks to us is schooling us on finances, and we all know he's got more money than us, so we're going to shut up and listen. And Big Daddy said, you guys are stupid. You're sitting up here and you need to save your money. He said, the money that I make playing for the Detroit Lions, which was probably about $3 million at the time, he said, the money that I'm making playing for Detroit is my wife's pocket money. That's her purse money. That's her shopping money. The real money I make is from the construction company I started back in Ohio that just got a bid for millions of dollars, and my percentage that I get as the owner is more money than I'll make in the next couple years here playing for the Detroit Lions. So this money that I'm making, this $2-3 million I'm making this year, is pocket money for my wife. And that's it, you guys. Football is a vehicle. Football is a vehicle, a flashy red Corvette that you guys will drive in for a few years. And if you leverage it right, you're going to meet the owner where you bought the Corvette, and he's going to teach you how to own a car dealership. And the car dealership that you own after you turn that Corvette in is going to bring you a bunch of Corvettes. So there's an analogy for you. Football is a vehicle, and you're only going to drive it for a short period of time, no matter how great you are. And we have some great before you go pro athlete, but no matter how great you are, you're only going to have it for a short period of time. But what are you going to be driving after that Corvette? For some of you, it's going to be something even better. For the rest of you, you may be on the bus because you didn't prepare yourself, you didn't leverage yourself, and you didn't catapult into life after football like you should have. Donald Strickland, one of my dear friends and somebody that we also have had in the locker room and will definitely come back for many more locker room shows and different initiatives that we do with kids. And I see you, Mario, baby, but let me get these points across. We got young Mario. God, he's got another point in his mind that he wants to make, so I'll get right with you, Mario. But Donald Strickland is a dear friend of mine, and not only did he not live in the best area of San Francisco, but he didn't have much money in his family to go to college. But you know what? He leveraged football to go to the University of Colorado. He leveraged football to get an engineering degree. He leveraged football to build contacts at the University of Colorado and at the NFL level and learn business. He took time in the off season when so many guys are worried about what chain they're going to buy in the off season or worried about what parties they're going to go to in the off season. My dear friend Donald Strickland was going to Harvard Business School. He was going to Stanford Business School where he could learn about using the opportunity that football has provided him to make more out of himself after his career. He was using football as a stepping stone. And unfortunately, that was something that I didn't learn until later in life and had to learn it the hard way, you guys. Had to learn it the hard way. So he used football as a stepping stone, and now after his playing days are over and he's retired, he's got a construction LLC and flips houses in California. He's got a business which creates memorabilia for athletes and also does high-end home accessories in the digital department, you know. And if you haven't, I'll do a plug for them. It's www.visionarymoments.com. So he's opening and starting multiple businesses, and all of this was from things he learned while he was playing football. So once again, use football, you guys, as your vehicle. Use it as your means to an end. Enjoy it and love it while you're playing it because you're not going to play it forever. So you want to soak it in and you want to enjoy it. But once again, it's a means to an end. And it's a means to do amazing things in life, amazing things. Think about the things that you want to do, whether you want to become a coach, whether you want to be an analyst one day, whether you want to be an engineer or a lawyer or a doctor. All of those things, all of those opportunities may come to you from people you meet during your football career. So use football as a stepping stone, you guys, because it's truly one of the best stepping stones any young man can have. We're going to patch in young Mario right here because I know he's got another point, and he's been gracious enough to wait on the line. So let me patch in Mario real quick. Hey, Mario, we got you again, buddy. What's on your mind?
Like how you said, football is like a shooting star. I had a friend. He learned the hard way that football comes and goes because he got hurt during the season. And, like, he was dedicated to football 24/7. All he thought about was football. He didn't really think about anything else except football. And then he got, like, a wake-up call. And he got it the hard way. He got hurt. He messed up his shoulder. And now he dedicates himself to football, but not as much as he manages his time. He manages, like, what he has for the future. He learned the hard way that football comes and goes. You never
That's
know.
That's a great story, Mario.
Day you're not going to be able to play the sport that you love to play anymore.
Definitely. And what players have to understand is, you know, football players are, you're either a student athlete or if you play pro ball, you're an employee. You know, and it's great to be an employee if you love what you're doing. But your job will come to an end one day. All employees end up retiring or getting let go. But Jerry Jones is going to be the owner of the Dallas Cowboys until he passes away. But while you're a player for Jerry Jones, you can ask him questions. You can get him to teach you about business. So one day you have a business just like he does. So it's all about leveraging football for bigger and greater success in life. And we're coming to an end here, Mario, so I'm going to let you go. But I really appreciate you calling in, buddy. And once again, you're somebody that I know is going to be good on and off the field because you get it. And you have no idea how big that is that you get it at such a young age. So keep on going, man. You're doing a great job, okay?
Sure thing, Coach.
All right, talk to you later. So, yes, you know, there you go. I mean, Jerry Jones sits back in his skybox, and he looks down on the field at all his employees, and they're high-paid employees, but you guys got to think about it. If he's willing to pay Tony Romo, you know, $10 million plus a year, what is he making? You know, you got to think about that. And Jerry Jones is actually a former player, played at the University of Arkansas. And use football as a vehicle for life. So we're coming down to an end here, and hopefully you guys got a lot out of the show tonight. Once again, the locker room show, we're candid in the locker room show, but if anything, we want to give young players food for thought. You're getting plenty of advice about your back pedal, about your five-step drop as a quarterback, about how to get open as a wide receiver, but you guys need more advice about life and how to strategize your football career and what you're going to do after football and even during football. Clean the plate. You guys got so much talent. It's more than just football talent. Clean the plate. Use all the tools in your toolbox. So to help you guys use all the tools in your toolbox, I'm going to give you guys five things that you can do to always keep in mind that football is your vehicle. Always keep in mind that football is your stepping stone. And one thing is remember that you're more than just a player. So once again, you're that artist and you have multiple paintbrushes. You're that craftsman and you have multiple tools in your tool belt. Remember, you're more than just a player. Number two is see all the opportunity around you. Not just the opportunity on the field, but see the opportunities off the field. If you have, you know, an alum that owns a big business, ask questions. Ask him how he got to the point where he is in life. Because he may not be willing to give you that information if you weren't a football player. But because you are, and because you just scored 3 touchdowns on Saturday, he wants to talk to you. So if he's going to take your time, take his time. Ask about the different things that he does and see all the opportunities around you. Number three, meet greet and network with the movers and shakers. So anybody, once again, that you see moving and shaking, that has some up-tempo beat about themselves, that everybody knows, that is doing big things, you gotta reach out to those people. You want to build your network while you're on the football field. And once again, I don't care if it's Pop Warner, high school, college, or the pros. While you're on the football field, build your network. Number four, remember, we are always marketing ourselves. People are always looking at us and forming an opinion of us. And you want that opinion to be highly favored and highly of high stature. So remember, we are always marketing ourselves. When you're walking down the street and your pants are sagging, you're marketing yourself. Whether you like it or not, it is what it is. And last but not least, number five is let people in. And what I mean by let people in is people can't help you unless they know what you're thinking. If you want to be a TV analyst one day, if you want to be a weatherman one day, you've got to let people know what you're thinking. I know a kid that was recruited by the University of Colorado, and he was a very high recruit. And Colorado found out that he wanted to be on the news one day. And they made sure that they took him to the news station and gave him an opportunity to do a fake broadcast. And the only reason he got that opportunity is because he let people in. He let people know what his aspirations were. So once again, closed mouths don't get fed. Nobody can help you unless you let them know, hey, I want to be a business owner one day, or hey, I want to be a lawyer one day. Then people can rally around you. So, you know, last but not least, remember you're more than a football player. See the opportunities around you. Network with the movers and shakers. Remember, people are always forming an opinion of you. And last but not least, let people in. So hopefully you guys got something out of tonight. Once again, the theme for tonight's show was football as a stepping stone, not football as the be-all, end-all anymore. If, like Mario said, you blow out your knee, then what's next? What's next will still be big things as long as you were leveraging football. So hopefully you got something out of tonight. I had a ball being in the locker room with you guys. We'll be back on Thursday with a great guest, Mr. David Watts, who does so much good work with young athletes across the country, getting them ready from an academic and organization standpoint and helping them out with recruiting. So you definitely want to tune in to Mr. David Watts on Thursday. And check out BeforeYouGoPro.com. www.beforeyougopro.com has all the content and more that you guys will want to know about furthering your career both on and off the field. It's going to get you ahead of the competition. We're leveraging things and working with people and networking to rally around a bunch of great people to help you guys get ahead of the competition. And for the kids out there like Mario and Bradley and Evan and Valentino and so many more, Joe, you know, keep on doing what you're doing because you're doing the right things, and I know you guys will see success at the end of the tunnel. So we'll see you at the top. Hope you guys enjoyed it. That's all, and we're signing off.